kitchen, there was a Supreme Court, and I think it's still pending, I don't know what happened, but the Women at the Wall. And one of the fundamental issues of the Women at the Wall controversy was whether or not this was a, let's put it this way, the women came, many of them came with talitot, came with sefer Torah, little neck, and it was quite a ruckus, chairs thrown, and it's happened pretty regularly now, and I understand that it's much quieter. One of the issues that was raised, in front of the Supreme Court was the fact that some of the things that women do are against halacha. Other things that the women do are a breach of custom of the kotel, and on both those grounds, therefore, the Supreme Court should rule that they should insist on doing this in the rachamat kotel. There are several briefs presented to the Supreme Court. One was these were submitted as amicus curiae, which means that they're friends of the court. They're submitting briefs that they feel are relevant for the court's attention. One was presented by Professor Schiffman. Another one was presented by Professor Eliav Shochetman. These were briefs in which they discussed several biologic issues. Now, what we have here in front of us is on the second page of this, and it's a third size. What I've done is, I haven't read throughout the whole brief, these briefs, some of these positions were printed in a Torah journal put out by the Gush called Tchumin. Tchumin is a very fascinating Torah journal dealing with halakha and science, halakha and state, the various modern aspects of Jewish law. In this, Professor Eliav Shochetman essentially printed up his what he had sent to the court, responding also to Professor Schiffman's comments. What I did was I just cut and paste from three different issues of Tchumim, in which the issue that was tackled was women wearing talitot. Okay? Second. Okay? It starts off. Third side. Okay, so let's sort of read. It says, Atifat Talit Benashim. Apia Rambam, Tokum Sitzit, Paragim or Lachatet, Enkom Niash Nashim Tifatefna Talit Bulokumacha, we already saw this. Nashim Babadim Uktanim Turim and Sitzit Mena Torah. According to the Rambam, women are Kinkonen and Talit, and he cites there that Nashim Babadim Uktanim. Even though these three categories are freed from wearing tzitzit, nashim sheratzu l'tatek b'tzitzit mitatfin b'lo bracha. Women wearing a tzitzit, they can do so without a bracha. V'chein sh'ar mitzvot aser sh'nashim tumot. And similarly, with all other possible commands which you're trying to determine, im ratzu l'asot uta b'lo bracha im l'machin yom. If they want to put it on without a bracha, we do not object. בהגות הרמה על שולחן ארוך אורח חיים י"ז ב' מובאת שיטה אחרת. The Ramah, representing Ashkenazic view, brings another view, another opinion, which is של התוספות, והראש וראן, of other ראשונים, שנשים יכולות אף לברך על הציצית. The women can even make a ברכה על הציצית. כמו בשאר מצד עשי שזמן ברמה, like all other positive commandments, which are time determined, אבל בסיום דבריו קובע, but at the end of his comments with regard to tzitzit, he asserts, al pi sefer agur, based on the 1300s book of the sefer agur, which says, ach mechzik yu, it's like it's showing off, v'chein ein lan mugosh tzitzit, therefore women shouldn't wear tzitzit, ha'wil ve'eino chobat gavra, because it is not an obligation to wear tzitzit, but rather if you have a four-cornered garment, and you wear it, then you can put tzitzit on it. Tama davar shedachta b'mitzvah zocho shishim yura Yivuha la'alan b'divrei Aruch HaShem Otzbein later. And we're going to skip that section, and the reason for it is because it's not an obligatory commandment. It's one that one assumes upon one's, that one wears a four-cornered garment, then one has to put on tzitzit. All right. Now, he goes on to, now, you have to understand, Professor Shochatman, Professor Shochatman, is interested in converting Yura into a halachic prophet. Now, I'm giving you this particular introduction because, as I was reporting that Yura is really a question of, you know, showing off. I mean, one shouldn't show off, but if I want to show off, do something. I mean, it's not usser. It's also in a rooster sense, you know? But it's not also in a halachic sense. And what he's going to attempt to do, some of the comments are valid, some of the comments are not valid. What he's going to attempt to do is to say, Yura is not as serious as good for like tefillin. It's not as serious as the requirement that a clean body when you wear tefillin and have to get. But it's also forbidden. Okay, and he's going to try different ploys to do so. Essentially what he's attempting to do is take what I think is like similar to a public policy issue or a Musar issue, a Shkafic issue, and try to convert it to halacha. You have to be very careful. There are things that are usser because they're fundamentally usser. But there are other things that are usser depending on what's going, you know, it's not good for the Jews, or it's not proper. For instance, as I pointed out, let's assume that wearing tzitzit is Yura. But suppose you're known as the world tzaddik. And you do everything you do, you're very, very modern. If such a woman would put on tzitzit, you wouldn't say it's Yura because she's known as a tzitkanit, right? It's not, depends on the person. Now that can't be something that's usser. It's gotta be more of a flexibility. Or if suppose we're living in a society where all women want to do. All women want to do. Could you say that's Yura? Does that make sense that it's Yura? Yura has to be showing off, but if everybody's doing it, it's not showing off to anybody. Right, that would seem to be the situation. Or if a woman wears a tzitzit underneath a garment, it's not Yura. It can't be something that's fundamentally us. But let's continue with what he says. Hayisod shall wear that sort of the third one there. Hayisod shall mezek yur mishamesh yisod le'od halachot. The concept of yura is brought by other halachot, and we'll see those who disagree with Professor Shiffrin will cite you those, and you'll be pretty surprised. Alei surim haklulim biyura nechtav b'sefer mitzvot hashalem shnayzor shalom. Sheyesh b'chach mishum. What's the problem with yura? Sad gasut haruach begabah, it's haughtiness. Zilzul b'cherim, making right, because you're saying you're better than they are. Mafrir et atzmo l'tzibur, you essentially separate yourself from the community, because you're standing out from the community. Shumar eshu noheg minag bal madrega. You know, you're special, you're separating yourself from the community. U'mezalzel b'madregatam shel acherim, and you are belittling the madriga of others. Chos, and fourthly, chos of der eretz, b'chashem m'shalem b'nagudim. It's not proper because you're not doing the way people normally do. Alright. So, the Chabad Dato, kotei Professor Shiffman, shoraz zo shel ha-maril, shel nashim lo tlipash na-tzitzit. This view of the Maril, it says that women should wear tzitzit. It seems like a mohammed that you don't have to be that careful about. And you don't have to object to women who act otherwise. What he's trying to point out is, look, by tefillin, when it came to tefillin and the rabbis didn't want you to do women to do it, they said, mochim biyadam. But tzitzit, they said, they shouldn't wear it. And it didn't say that we as a community object. זאת הוא למד ממה שנמצא כתוב בספר מעביר ששאלו את המעביר מפני מה אינו מוכה ביד הרבנית אחת של הפשט סיבובי he didn't object to one רבנית who was wearing tzitzit כך משיב, שמה אינה מקשבה לי, maybe she won't listen to me. ועל כאי גבנה אמר, and about this it is written, מוטב שיושב לבנו that they should act improperly by an accident, ועל יום איזה דנת should act again willfully. ואני יודעתי, אין להוציא ממקרה פרטי זה מסקנה כלי, you can't do anything in general from the statement, כאילו אין להקפיד בנושא זה, וכי אין ללחוד ביד נשים הנהוגות אחר, and that you, therefore you shouldn't object, בוודאי שאין להשליך מכאן על הסיבות שבהן אין המדובר בלבישת ציצית על אישה בינה לבין עצמה, אלא על לבישת תליתות ופרסיה בניגוד למנהג בכלל, ובניגוד למנהג המקום בכלל. But he's not going to say it. He said that for a very thrilled for him. But he's trying to say it with his father. The fact that this particular case, that Mariel said, look, I don't want to start up with her, because she may not listen to me, which seems to imply that you're not mochi, right? That seems to prove very clearly. You're not mochi, don't object. If he felt that you should object, he should have gone ahead and object, but he didn't, she won't listen to me. So leave her alone. Right? So it shows you that you're not mochi. He says that only proves, that he wants to argue that was talking about she was on the public. That's what he says here, Beina Levein Atzma. She wore a Talit Katana, he didn't even want to object. But if she were a Talis in public, he would go ahead and object. That's exactly what he did. 100%. And you'll see that the detractors will disagree. Okay, then he goes on and he shows that the Aruch HaShulchan, I want to save time here, he shows that the Aruch HaShulchan, you see the longer quotation further down, he shows the Aruch HaShulchan really objects, and that's true, the Aruch HaShulchan really objects. And then can you skip down, start like two-thirds of the way down to Doreinu. Okay? So he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who said, objects. And he said, the last line, V'lachein ein menichin the... No, just before the word the Doreinu. The last line of the Aruch HaShulchan. So last line, V'lachein... אין מניחים לנהוג במצווה זו, וכן מנהג ואין לשנות. So the as of the Aruch HaShulchan, that we object. Okay? But that's not really what the Ramah said. Okay, now he goes on and he wants to bring other views who seem to say that women shouldn't wear tzitzit. בדורנו, okay? And that's all right. בדורנו חזר ופסקה הראשון ישראלי הלך המסך. ראשון ישראלי asking the same way. She'ein nash, what is this gay quote? She'ein nashim mit'atfot b'tzitzit v'lo minichot t'filin. The women don't put on tzitzit and don't put on word t'filin. Okay? Af, she'ar b'tzot esek v'ma mutar lehen l'kem, and the other b'tzot they can do. Okay? But forgive me. I read the article that he's reciting here. And all he does is bring Ramah, the way we saw it. Ramah says that it's showing off and therefore women. It's true. And his statement is correct, exactly what's said. But that doesn't prove that you object to women if you decide to rather do it. It says it's showing up, therefore women don't do it. You have to understand the language. You have to be very careful. You are wrong. I'm not saying if a woman come to me and say, should I wear a talis? Right? I'd say, you know, it's not normative. It's not what Shaul Yisrael says. It's not normative. And in the halacha, the halacha is not happy with it. But she says, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I said, do it what you like. You want to show up, show up. I mean, look, what if Rosh Hashanah says, women don't do it. He's right, women don't do it. Take a poll, right? How many women do you know wear a tefillin? It's and where it exists. Okay. And then he quotes Rav Meiselman also, I don't know. Then skip down another paragraph, Dato Shel Rav Moshe Meiselman, Dato Shel Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now he deals with Moshe Feinstein. We know Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he discussed it, did not object strongly. In fact, he doesn't raise an objection. He doesn't even mention Europe. Dato Shel Rav Moshe Feinstein, שכשם שנשים מקיימות מצוות שופר ולולה וגם לברכות, אם כן גם הציצית שייך אישה שתרבה, שתרצה לבוש בגד, ולהטיל בו ציצית ולקיים מצווה זו, היא דת יחיד בין חכמי דורנו.
He says he's a lone voice among the Polski.
ואף הוא אמר בהמשך דבר, and he himself said, in the continuation of his words, כי, quote, פשוט הוא שרק בחשקה נפשה לקיים מצוות, אף כשלא מצטבר, that my permission is only when she yearns to do מצוות. אבל מכיוון שאין לו לכוון הזה, but since it's, if it's not for this intention, אלא מצד טוב המטרנותה, של על השם נדבר בהתרתו, אין זה מעשה מצוות כלל, אלא ארתרה במעשה איסור הצד.
Which we read. So Rav Moshe Feinstein himself says the motivation is very important, what he's intimating, of course, as the movement by the co-pillar into religious politics, not into L'shem Shemayah. That's what he's attempting to call it. This is his presentation. What he essentially attempts to do is he says, look, all the poskim will discuss this issue head on, except for Rav Moshe Feinstein, say women don't work to tell. I don't think he proved anything. That's true. The post can say that with the donor tzitzit. That's very accurate. But the question is, how does the Jewish community relate to women who want to, who want to feel, I'm ready, I want to assume that responsibility. Does the Jewish community fight it or don't fight? The answer might fill in the question. But that he didn't do. Now, wait a second. Yes?
Excuse me.
If it's a funny thing, right? Now, let's see any sense to this in the last section. Zot v'ok, and now we're in the second column at the very top. This is his last closing comment. Zot v'ok, kol ha-mekorot ha-matirim l'nashim v'tatet v'tzitzit, einam poskim ela b'kiyum mitzvah tzitzit al yidei isha b'inam b'pein mitzvah. All those that are permissive are only talking about a woman doing it by herself. Either wearing a talit katana with her garments or a talit gadol in the privacy of her home. Ein ha-mekorot ha-lalu mityachasim klal atifa b'talit b'vet ha-knesset. But that's not, he says, b'rais argue that none of them talk about coming to shul for an atalit b'mizgiran shel tefillah b'tzibur. Davar she-bevaday yesh bo mishum yuara, kivin she-nasa b'fumbi le-nikosin zetan in public, bevaday shu negative minyan, certainly against the custom. So he's made one last argument, which is that even those who are permissive, only permissive in private, they're not permissive in public. Any response to that? Where does he get this? Where does he get the message? Where does he see? Where does he see? Right? Certainly Rav Moshe Feinstein is talking about a case and what it says, they wouldn't, they come and they weren't on the top. So he's the clear dog in the public.
Mm-hmm.
And where does, and every place else, like the Rambam and some of that, where do you get this talk?
Maybe it was because of
so therefore the word of the Talit outside, that's correct, but we don't always, but you can do that, but you don't have to do it in public. You're doing something that's not normative, you're doing it in public. So he claims that even those that permitted women to wear Talit, they weren't talking about doing it in public. I don't find his argument.
How is this a woman that you're in bed?
She's not on the bed.
No. I mean, it isn't a woman.
She doesn't, what?
A woman is not obligated.
She's not obligated to have me.
She's not obligated.
But even men are not obligated. Look, again, men are not obligated to wear tzitzit. This is not something that you're obligated to do. I know this seems very strange, but men, biblically, are not obligated to wear a tzitzit. Custom dictates no good Jewish boy would walk out without arba kanzit, right? But that's not what the law states. The law doesn't say you must wear a four-cornered garment. The law states if you wear a four-cornered garment, you gotta put tzitzit. That's what the law states. And if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't. She's not obligated to put
tzitzit.
She's not. My wife has a poncho, you know, with a four-cornered garment.
I have a point.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Let's now move on to Professor Shiloh.
Who are these
people? They're living now. Professor Shiloh, I don't know. You should know. Professor Shochem is on television all the time. He's always the token Jew on TV. He's a bento, right? He's a good lawyer. He's always advising the Supreme Court on this issue, on that issue. He's a quite prominent lawyer. Okay. Let's skip down to the second paragraph. Kach pasak gam ha-maram mirut Norberg, who said, Ein l'mchot b'nashim l'tatei ful l'varech al tavit. Okay, it's at the end of that line. Kach pasak ha-maram shut b'yadam So the Ramah too, before he invokes Yura, says halachically there's no problem with a woman wearing tzitzit. That's the second of Babich already. There are testimonies, and we'll read about them probably today, about women who wore tzitzit and put on the talitah with no objection. So these are invoking history. But there were women who wore tzitzit and the Jewish community did not object. I'll give you examples. I'll cite them. All throughout 1600, 1700, 1800, down to the early 1900s. We go to Moshe Ibn Atar, Shaitan, Ishto Shavachai Ben Atar, Bala Ochai. Amnam, Haramah Mistayeg Me'aheter Lenashim Ve'tatek Ve'tzitzit Machinat Chashashim. However, Ramah does talk about the problem of Shavuot. Zeh Musad HaKayam B'Masorot Yehudit. It's a concept that we probably that is discussed in Jewish tradition, Jewish ethics. Ulam einu mevusas al hadin. It's not halacha. It's meta halachic. V'lo makom makpidim al hamnatzot shel itnagdut mitzvah. You know, he says, and not everybody follows these guidelines of Yura. For instance, in yam tzitzit atzmo moshiach. The case of tzitzit itself should prove the case. Kama gedolei halacha u'mekubalim. Kigon ha'ari yisar v'chem. Many of the leading catalysts and halachasists, like the Arizal and others, Pahu gave the rule, She'em levosh tzitzit b'chumichot, should not wear tzitzit outside. And that's why in the most mikvish school, yeshivas, and many in America, it wasn't that common that wore tzitzit outside. It's based on this rule, which states, She'em levosh tzitzit b'chumichot, l'begadim mitad yura, you shouldn't wear tzitzit outside, it's a yura. Lamrot zon, rabim mebnei ha-Torah motzim et tzitzit, there are not the words it's outside. So you say, you know, so worry about it. Right? Ve'od dugma. You know, I don't know if you're aware that there are four parshiyot in the Tanakh. And there is a machloket, there's four opinions about what's the order of the parshiyot. Yeshava, Yem Shema, Yacha, and Kadesh Kol B'chol. So there are four parshiyot, and the question about the ordering. And the two major positions are the position of Rashi and the position of Rabbeinu, and his grandson Rabbeinu Tam. And the halacha was paskin like Rashi. There are, however, some people who, after they put on the Rashi tefillin, take it off and put on a pair of Rabbeinu Tam. It's called tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. So when the poskim discuss this, so he goes on the old dogma, Yeshalu she'en laniach gam tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. That those who have ruled that you should put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, mishum yura, because it's showing off. If you want to put it on, you put it in the privacy of your home. You put it on in shul. You don't put it on in public. Afal pikein, nevertheless, ein potzeh peh, v'tzatzeh, neged ha-menichim gam tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Nobody objects to the way the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. But that Shavuot is coming to El, it's a Chatzedek, and the because Moshe Shasku Bolivisha Tzitiva Yedinashim, Hayuayrim Amuva Bagot Aramader, the Tzemach Tzedek, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, were both aware of the ruling of the Ramah that there's a problem with Shavu Nach, the Choza, it Amu Midvara Benogel Yura, Upaskot Avachan of Yadin, these two scholars, both clearly Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tzemach Tzedek, both clearly say the woman can wear tefillin and don't mention Yura. So they get to feel that Yura was a halachic argument. So says Professor Shiloh, Professor Shochenbaum, you can't convert an ethical argument or some sort of a Muslimic argument into a halachic argument. Now, a woman by the name of Rivka Lubitz, she was very, very involved in Women at the Wall, she's widely published, also wrote in Tchumim. Okay. I take it to the credit of Tchumim simply because it's not very common that women are publishing Talmud journals. Okay? But they had no problem. Anyway, look at the second paragraph. Okay? Second paragraph. L'gabei ha'tiyun hu'va b'rama al yu'ara. Yesh makom lish'ol. Ha'im yesh yu'ara b'makom bo ha'kfutsa kula mitatefet b'talit. Is there a problem of Yura if the whole group wears Talit? Okay? It's an excellent question. O Shema Yura Kayemet Rak Betoch Tzibur Shebo HaMitpalmim Einem Rigilin Lachach Hayinu Bebet HaKnesset. If these women are in a group and they're all wearing Talit, is there a problem of Yura? It's a very good question. What? That's it. That's obviously what Professor Shochenbaum is going to answer. Turn the page, and that's it. Okay. We're going to read, we're going to skip down to the fourth paragraph. Okay? We're now, number four, Professor Elie Shochenbaum now, 2 years later, but it's like 2 years in printing, comes back with his response. The attempt, she says, that these might do it that daggers. That's the Rivka Lubitz and Shmuel Shiloh. Asher nisayon latzig et data rama kiilu eino oseh. He first brought the lenient position. What the Ramad did was first he said women can wear tzitzit, but they shouldn't because of Yura. That's essentially what he said. Okay, so he says, you see that the Ramad holds that halachically it's mutter. Because he starts off by saying that it's mutter. He says, they can't do it because this is a stylistic issue. שהרי הרשע מבוססת כדרכו על מקום אחד, שאמנם אינו שולל. So he quotes that one with the view of the language of the Rambam. Okay? אבל בספר שהיא סיום דבריו, הוא הרי כותב מפורש, על פי הגור שאין להם לבוש ציצית. אכן, כפי שציינת בחברתתי, אין זה איסור בדרגה חמורה. I don't need to say this is a very heavy איסור, אבל כאן, ועל ידי איסור, Rivka Lubitz, she says, questions with regard to Yura. Shema ein hadvarim amurim ela betzibur nashim she'ein et adot. If you deal with a tzibur of women, and then one woman walks in, and wears tzitzit, that's showing off. Va'az tera'e et nagutah yotzei dofen shel isha achat, here, that's showing off. Va'od shebetzibur shalem shel nashim ha'medatvot betalit, but if a whole group of women were wearing talitot, ein yu'ara, that was Rivka Lubitz's argument. Ha'uvda hi ki rabbanei doreinu lo kiblu k'chol ha'nireh avchana zo. The rabbis of the generation did not accept this argument, he says, Vasrub etargenut kfusot fila shel nashim b'rabat ha'kotel. They forbade women from gathering in front of the kotel. But that had nothing to do with tzitzit. I mean, what is that? He says, yeah, the rabbis were against it for a variety of other reasons, but not because they were wearing tzitzit. see, that wasn't the argument. That's not why that's bad. I don't understand his argument. Now let's continue. The gufo shel davar yitachen lomar sheyisod shel yua eina mesulak shekvutza shlema metatvim betalit. That the objection of Yura is not taking when a whole group wears talit. Sheken ota kvutza harei noeget kach b'makom u'bezman shenashim acherot noagot apia mekubah. Says you have a group of women who are acting differently from all the other women around. So even if you have 30 women coming to the kotel wearing talitah, that doesn't take the Yura away from if you have 100 women or 300 women at the kotel, none of them wearing talitah.
But all these women are in
the
by themselves.
That's in the he seems to put that. Or he might even argue this, but in the world of women don't wear talitah.
Okay, but no one's in the
I think
What Nechanya's Goldberg is saying is saying a woman has a four-cornered shawl that she would wear as a garment, and then she puts it to something. That's what she means. It's not a palace that normally that is made in the
world. And the man has a palace.
I would say, what? The question is, if a man wears a very colorful palace, is that considered that? You were wrong. No, I mean, it's kind of, but you did. The question is whether it's considered feminine. I would say probably in the 1800s, 1700s it was. Okay, in the 1900s where people were chartreuse and pink, I don't think it's a problem. Okay, next, the last thing I want to do is cite from an article by Rav Nachum Eliezer Rabinowitz. It's the last page here, Ms. Hannah. Professor Rabinowitz is the Rosh Hashiva of Mala Adumim. And, right? One of the issues, one of the issues that he wants to deal with is his friend Yonatan Ben Uziel. We've dealt with this time and time again. Yonatan Ben Uziel, on the issue of the Tilbash, specifically cites Talis and Phil. He says the Talis are male ordinances and the woman should wear it. Now that's a biblical prohibition. And now many of the poskim set it aside, and we read several, but she set it aside saying, we don't pass it. You know, these are begging mitzvah, and it's not meant for it's not meant as a male or female purpose, since it's for sin. Okay, let's look at I just want to cut things short. Let's look at the last. Do you see the paragraph over here? It says
yes.
Yesh makshin mitargum yonatan levroch habet. Lo yet kli gevav isha, which says lo yet a guliyam de tzitzit tehina tikune gevav ita. There should not be a robe of tzitzit on a woman because it is the male of purposes. Okay. By the way, notice that our Yonatan ben Uziel says lo yet guliyam de tzitzit utfili. He doesn't have that. Right? He's going to tell you in a second. Just bring it to your attention. He's going to cite this. He's going to mention this. Look at the book called the Aruch HaShalem under that citation Gal Shemivi Kama Mekorot Lochiach Shel Guta De Tzitzit. This word Guta De Tzitzit, a robe of Tzitzit, Italit Shel Tzitzit Miuchedet De Palenta. It refers to a special type. It's a special robe, he says, a prayer robe for the purpose of praying. Everybody who sees a talit gadol, you know that that's a talit gadol. And it's a begin on Yuchat and Tzvila. It's a begin that people wear for prayer. The Shema, says Rabbi Rabinowitz, Dafka begin zeh shum yuchad la'anashim asur talit. Again, he's also reaffirming. Maybe that's what the Talmud is referring to. This particular male prayer show, the Kumosha Katu Deinu Tikunegema, which are appearances of male, Abba Talit, She'enam Yuchedet Vavashim, but a garment which is not particularly male, but Vavashim Vavashim Kutu, but it's more of a unisex four-cornered garment, Ibn should be a Vavashim. So again, he's trying to say that what is the Yonatan Ben Uziel? When he objects, what's objecting? He's only objecting to a male garment. I mean, it's uniquely male. So Zagav Yesh Tzayin Shemusach HaTagum Sheveti, the verb that I brought, Hushal Madugat Ginsberg Yom Miktav Yad, Abel Mitfusim Shonel Itagam Tfil, also Tfilin. And he wants to point out there that perhaps the word Tfilin is not correct. That's the only trouble. All right, we're going to stop here. Oh, by the way, last week somebody allowed me to steal their blue pen, Parker pen.
Finders, keepers, losers.
Okay.
I'll try next week.
Everybody have one? Now, let me just sort of summarize, okay? What we've seen is that the issue of tefillin, I think, is pretty much the issue of women wearing tefillin. The poskim really did their best to suppress it. Came to tzitzit, the arguments were much more difficult, and even up to the present generation, there's a battle going on. Yes, women wearing tzitzit, not women wearing tzitzit. Caroline is a woman. Can but shouldn't. And that seems to be the feeling. It's showing off and shouldn't.
I think it's right.
What?
Can but shouldn't.
Can but shouldn't. That's the party line. But if she doesn't, it's her ignore. She doesn't. Feeling, if she doesn't, then the Gabbai has got to walk over and say, sorry. Okay, now what we're going to do is this is from a book by Rav Shlomo Ashkenazi, who was a historian. He was a Torah scholar and historian, and he used Tshuvot as source for historical information. Very interesting. A lot of historical information. And he has several very interesting books. In this particular section of his book called Dodo and Minhagav, he talks about women who mitnahagot b'chassidut. Okay. And here on a list, and what I've done is collected a list of women who wore talis and or tefillin. And one of the first citations goes back to the late 1300s. A rabbinic wife of the Magensa, this is our tzitzis case, Amaril, right? Mesaper alea shechnisa atzma b'fi tzitzit, v'nich alea talit katan b'chol eik. She wore talit katan. Now, I want you to understand something. She wore talit katan doesn't mean that she wore it underneath the cloak. Talitot ketanim, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, wore her talit. If you look at the way they made a Hasidim dress, they wear talit katan, but it's not under the cloak. Right? If she wore in the 1300s, right, then she probably wore her talit. Gam alodon isha acheret besapra mori ishaya lobeshet talit etzitzit. Okay. Now, another one came to pronounce her name. Yuna. Bad Rav Moshe ibn Atar. Ishto shel Rav Chaim ibn Atar. That's the Or Chaim, who we mentioned. Bal Or Chaim hayta metatefet betalit u'milichat virut. Okay, now that's already, we're pushing in the 700. Rav Chaim ibn Atar was a very prominent figure. Okay, next one is Yenta Levia. Not the Yiddish, Yenta Levia. All right. Anyway, Hayta Bat Yehudi Pashut Begalit. Yeah, she was daughter of a simple Jew. Yeah. Bal Belacha Achai Meyir Kapav, Venis'al Abachu Yirei Shamayim Vachasid B'Shem Yosef. Whatever it is. Mechasidei Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov lived in the 1760s, we don't know exactly where these dates, because I don't have dates here, so this is approximately beginning in that period. Pam achat, kishenasa Rav Yosef b'Baal Shem Tov, v'kach imo gam et ishto. He took his wife with him to live with the Vesht, kishenata et nagutu shel Vesht b'siguf u'tvila, and he saw how the Vesht was so spiritual in himself. Itchila gam hi lechiot u'netnaga b'kdusha v'tara. She also became פרשה מבעלה, she left her husband, פעמים אחדות ביום טבלה במקרה, she would wear a mikrah several times a day, התפללה בטלית ובהשתתפות הנפש, she would wear a talit and call her ara, סיכפה עצמה בתניות, she would fast, come to the nuns. כשחזר רב יוסף מהבשת, רב יוסף came back to the best, יוסף was happy. והתאונן על התנגדות אשתו, so he complained about how his wife was acting. ענה לו הבשת, אשתך יש לה עיניים רואות ואוזניים שלו. This is a woman who understands. That she has eyes that can see and ears that can hear. המשך השיחה קרה אותה ינטן על יחון, ינטן. דברי הבשר, ינטן התפרסמו את פרסום רב, מאז התחילו באים אצלה הרבה חסידים, זאת אומרת, חסידים וכאן, דבר שבקדה חסיד השם. And by the way, in this chapter, it was about several women who served as חסיד השם. ינטן. אלא, okay, right? מאוד פדיונות לא רצתה לקבל, and the custom was, when you saw the Rebbe, you would give, bring money to the Rebbe. It's just out to support the Rebbe and support his actions. That's what's called the Rebbe Geld. And because the Rebbe Geld is the money that you have to pay to get where you want to go, is called Rebbe Geld. מאוד פדיונות לא רצתה לקבל, she didn't want receive money, אלא במקום מאוד קיבלה צורכי אכילה של נתניה, שהיא קצת פול, ושהיא גאה בתפניה. את הבאים לראות בפניה קיבלה כשהיא מותרת בפנית, שלא זו היכולים, ושהיא קצת בגוצון דיבו, בלבטה במעשי מופתים, ישועות ומבקשי פניה, שהיא גאה בזאת. Next, moving on to the next period, in late 1700, פרל, בה המגיד, רבי ישראל מקושניץ, ואשת הרב, רב עזרא זלג שפירא, רב בכמה עיירות קטנים, ואימו של אדמו"ר רב חיים מאיר יקיר מנוגלניצה, הייתה מפורסמת לתמילה בחוגי החסידות של פייפוקס. עוד בילדותה
Thank you.
Excuse me?
She was in the century.
I apologize. That's the late, right? Right. Turn of the century. כשנודע דבר, דבר התנהגותה בין פבלי ירושלים התחילו להשפיע עליה שלפחות תחדה בניית. So when they found out that she was wearing tefillin, they had trouble. See, what happened was that as long as she was a private individual and nobody started calling her somebody, so we don't know what she was. But obviously she became famous. So they started objecting. תחילה לא מצאו הרבנים אצלה אוזן קשה את שיעור פוסטים, אבל מאחר שאינו עליה אחיזת אמצעים, הוכיחו לה שיש איסור בדבר הכבוד המשפטים, הפסיקה להניע כאילו. אולם המשיכה בשאר ענייני הרוחנים בעניין צדקה, נפטרה בירושלים ברשויות כך שמוצא עיני הרוחנים. Okay, so that's the idea that you saw that the rabbi is objected to wearing tefillin. Well, the last case I want to talk about is Chana Rochel. This is known as the Maid of the Lyre. There have been several books written. There's a book that's written about her, several books actually written about her. A very fascinating individual. Let me put it this way. There's a very famous story told about the Chafetz Chaim. When the Chafetz Chaim came to give testimony as a character, as a character witness to somebody, the defending attorney said, you know, they say about the Chafetz Chaim, this, tzidkus, righteousness, scholarship. So he started telling stories, and the gentleman says, you expect me to give you all this stuff? So he says, I don't know, Your Honor, but about me and you, they don't tell the stories. So, about me and you, they don't know what it's Chana Rochel HaMizla. Okay, she lived in the middle 1800s. Bitom ha-yechida shal ha-manash Bernabach, shaya mi-chasidei Admon ve-vachayim yitshon Lubim, nolda ber-Ludmir, she was born in Ludmir, which is in Poland, ve-niftara b-Yushalayim. You'll see in the end of the day, she spent Yushalayim. Lamda Tanakh, Agadah, Midrash, Sefer Musar, Ludmim. By the way, the movie Yento is based on her.
Okay.
Lamda Tanakh, Agadah, Midrash, Sefer Musar, Ludmim. Of course, there's, again, this love angle, which is not a story. But I mean, she's the personality about which the movie was. מהירת תפיסה הייתה בעלת מוח ושנת השם. Quick witted, she learned things very quickly, and she had a sharp time. ואפילו הגיעה לידיעה גדולה בשעס המפושים. נתעסה בצעירותה, שהגיעה לגייש. אולם באחד הימים, כשלחה על קבר אימה, הרבתה שם בתחיל אותה. She went to her mother's grave, and she was praying very hard. ומרוב בכי ויללה, עייפה נפשה ושקעה בתרדמה. And because of her crying, she passed out, and she went into a deep sleep. כשקשת התחיצה, כבר ידעה, when she woke up again, it was already night time. ושוב אלה ארוחה ראתה עצמה בבית הכברון, she saw that she was in the graveyard, תקפה אימה גדולה, so she was seized with a great fear, עמדה על רגליה והחילה לרוץ בחשיכה בין המצבות. שתה לברים בקרים בברית.
She
passed out. זועקת בקום חדים. She was screaming with verbal screaming. ורוצה, נתקלה באחד מצבות. She ran into one of the gravestones, נפלה בגרפה, she fell and passed out, ונשארה שוכבת באופנה עד שאנשים עובדי דרך ששמעו תחילה את כל צעקותה, until people are passing by, and they heard her screams, הצליחו את זה פעם ראית בבית. באפס הכרה unconscious, הובא לבית הבית 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 he stood before the heavenly court. Ve'ra'ata v'shamat v'ayin lefnei. She heard the miraculous things. This perhaps looks a near death experience. Amda u'bitla et ha'tnaim le'yitzah. She cut off the romantic relationship. Chadla le'nog menagei isha. She stopped acting differently. V'tchila v'dartek v'mitzvot k'din g'alayitim. She decided she would be a man. Spiritual. Me'az le'kapsama v'shem di ludmir moid. She was known as the maid from Gmir. Began the halak of the Tula, the holy virgin, a Tula Kedusha. Have to be mixed up in something. Lavsha Talit Ketan, she wears Talit Ketan, in Palala ben Rakshut Vada of Vekot Atsama, Atsama Kshini Atufa ben Talit, who would tell me, she wears it for the Lord, but she was known to pray with Kol ha'yamim yashva al Torah v'al avodah. She was always concerned with Torah and divine worship. Ina hambe b'sefei musar v'yidah v'yom yiratim. She learned about Musar, she used to say film all the time. V'mot avia v'ra achrav kodesh. Also the novels are right about the life, they make a big to-do about the sins. Okay. Mikaspei Yerusha g'dola, obviously she was quite well to do. She came now me avia bata beit knesset v'aviyadol cheder. So she put a shul, and next to it, a small room, she chedah l'mod agam, and she learned out. V'shabbat, v'sivra shlishit, v'olah l'malka she'acha k'derach ad-mori. She set up a tish, and she was the rabbi in the tish. Hayta potachet et edelut mechadra. She would open the door to the room, the beit knesset, v'richa v'drasha v'chassidut v'musa l'fnei ad-asafir. She would give a chassidish drasha, shalchu shama shvot, which they would do on these volcanoes. He via shamel et palut nevelet, she brought them to sort of ecstasy. Kola sha'u panela, they heard her voice, but they didn't see her face. Snakes. The meshav zman katsam et parsama pirsum gadol, v'chassidim l'alafim na'avur. A short time, This Wonder Woman became famous, and thousands of Hasidim after her, often they'll come from very far places. Gam Rabbanim Adlorim Nahu Lemkoma came to her. Adlor mi Nashkiz, Eidala Shei Balat Ruakoli. The Adlor Nashkiz, so that she had prophecy. Habei Sipurim of Fate in Chabelit Alchu, Alea Mekbekev Hasidea, Shekaru Ashma. There's this very famous story about how she met this other Mekubal, and they're supposed to meet someplace and bring the Mashiach. And she gets to the cave where they're supposed to meet. They also point to the third person, she should be shown her, there's a Yichud problem here. So she got there, the Shomer got there, and this other gentleman, this other Mekubal, never showed up. He was waylaid by somebody who came to the door, obviously, and he loved him, he was prevented from meeting her, and that's what brings the Mashiach. About me and you, they don't tell such stories. Admorim, next paragraph. Admorim rabim, dibru aliba shetishane et darka v'tikiyat anashim. Which I'm impressed that she should be like other women. Now, in the book that I read, one of the things that they talked about was her not wearing tefillin. They were willing to live with the tzitzis, they felt it happened that far. B'yichud ishtadu l'ashpiyo l'ash, shtaskim l'inasereish. This is Pashto Shina. Mary! Aval hi lo natna li balachach ad shepane ale admor Rav Aharonit Shalomobil. Remember that her father was a chassid of the Rav Aharonit Shalomobil, right? And so the Rebbe finally made it, I'm sorry, B'no shal admor Rav Mordechai now, and her father was a chassid of Rav Mordechai, so his son, I guess it was now the Rebbe, the Horama ala sakanot ha-kuchot v'dachzot, told her that it was dangerous what she was doing, spiritually dangerous. Shehi lemana mi'asagat ha-sechel ha-nashim. This is beyond normal human comprehension that this woman should act in such a strange way and not want to do it. V'rab shalai mo shalavir ishpiyo aler, he nis'ya, you have to understand, the forces that going on with a woman of this nature who is very much into the spiritual world and in a mystical sense, you know, there's a woman has a particular
particular earned the Shema, and the man has earned the Shema, and even though she's acting like a man, something's going to happen to her in the Shema if she doesn't fulfill her spiritual meaning. What? This is beyond me. Anyway, he nisayed, the whole answer says, so the Barash of Admor Mishon Agur Ishpiyona, he nisayed the ish beyotah kfar kebat arbein shana, which is already 40, she got married, achei nisayed pachata ashpata, but he was not showing off, because she wasn't so special anymore, she was already married. I guess she didn't. And the novel that talks about it makes a big deal. She didn't like it. As it can shami bama, so she divorced her husband. When a sabashna tarjach, the Eretz Yisrael. Shaba the Eretz Yisrael, Vishtaka of Yerushalayim, Chazra the Tnaik in Menhag Admor. So she said about Chassid Shul Rebbe again. Kishin Ishtaka the Kama Shanim with Tzvat. Now, it seems at some point that she went from Yerushalayim to Tzvat and then back to Yerushalayim. It's not, anyway, we have no record that she was in Tzvat. Shtaka the Kama Shanim with Tzvat, for several years she was in Tzvat. It was Hashem in Mishpachet Tobin Hoy, Samufuhamet, the Yehudi Yadidai Maskanana for her, and the Fosemet, Bat Sheva Tobin Hoy, Rab Meir Tobin Hoy, Mesaper, Adel Chaya, Shema Tumam, Melodir, Yerushalayim, Kedama. This is, he said, this is what she used to do in Yerushalayim. Ishana Mukhaita, she was a shorter shorter, Besaruta Zoreket Sevan, she had gray hair to her head, with the two hair, Ach Panea Hifiku Hadrat Kodesh, but her face exuded the spirituality. Rabbim ibn Yerushalayim hikiru at Abtula b'Gmir shaita atzav miyidei bokeh al hakodesh. You would see her flitting on to the Kotel HaRavi ulevushak levush arviya, she would get like an Arab woman v'yadeh talit u'tfilin, she was carrying a palace of tefillin v'achareh alchu zkeinot u'zkeinim shnekatzu kulam yachdam v'bakesh b'kotel. They were all gathered to ask her brother. בשבת אחרי הצהריים היו מוצאים את חנה מלובניר יושבת בראש שולחן כמנהג הרביים מפולין שיוצא לפטיש, חסיד של רביהם מפולין, ועורכת סעודה שלישית כדעת וכדין, כדעת ובדין עם ראש, שיריים, שהיא would have a regular חסיד של פטיש. אך, by the way, it seems at this point that she was behind the door. It seems better. This was nothing. Lumad mashet kolel be'erus simchat Torah. Hamonei ole regel mechebron mitzvah mitzvah beria. Kulam naharu el dira isha kedei lesbarim. They will all come to her house, get her drunk. Thousands of times to her. Bechol rosh chodesh הייתה הבטולה מלוויר נוהגת להוביל את נעריצר לקבר אחר, אומר, she would take her friends of groupies to the קבר אחר, ולהרוג שם תפילה מפוארת בצירוף כסר רבי רושם ובאוסות הסרמוניס על קברה של רחל מן העיר בתה הבטולה מלוויר להתפלל, she would cry, והייתה שותחת את כל הבקשות שהצטברו אצלה בארבעה של תשוקו עצמת, and then she would bring all these requests from the crowd of the week. Today they allowed the Chonah to Shim, the Mitzvah Piyazim, and thereby responding to all the requests of those requests. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, by the way, in the book on the Mail of Midmir, it says that the rabbis of Yerushalayim told them to stop waiting. It doesn't mention in this story, but in the book that I read about her, says the rabbis. Now, I don't know if the author of the book confused her with Bar Kochavis, but it's in the book. They also objected to her. They told her not to wear tefillin, and that she did stop wearing tefillin. That's what it says, although he doesn't mention it at all. All right. Now, next week, God willing, what we're going to do is I want to discuss with you two articles. One by a feminist about general, and the other one a response about the fundamental question: is there a male way to get each guy, or is there a female way to get each guy? Okay.